Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. It's 5:02. Your time check brought to you by Clarkson Jewelers, an officially licensed Rolex jeweler. And we are live at Centene Community Ice Center inside the EB Granite Studios. And it's a special event tonight. We got the Puck Cancer. I've been so careful.
Very close. A couple times.
So careful. Say that three times. Puck Cancer Charity Game that is basically being put on by Kelly Chase Chaser, who has been battling cancer. He's beaten cancer. He's fighting cancer.
Yeah.
One of the men that will have a tough job tonight is Tim Peel, former NHL referee who will be reffing tonight's charity game here at Centene. First of all, Tim, it's good to see you. I met you at Mantalla.
Yeah, exactly.
Jamie introduced me, and Jamie goes, "This guy's got plenty of stories for you." So we didn't have an opportunity to talk on air yet, but it's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Don't give away all my secrets about the mentality part. You know,
love Mantalla.
Next, you're going to tell everybody that I'm getting Botox all the time.
If you were, I wouldn't know. So, but Tim, what does it mean? Let's just start here. What does it mean to be involved in an event like this?
It's incredible, Anthony. It's going back. The NHL moved me here in 2001, and I didn't know anybody. And I was 32. I was single. I was going out. People are asking me where I went to high school. First year here, I was like, I phoned my boss. I said, "Can you move me to Dallas?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "Nope, you got to stay." And I didn't know if I liked it here. And all of a sudden, Chaser took me in under his wing. And I went from knowing nobody in St. Louis. He takes me into O.B. Clark's, and they meet Jimmy mm-hmm. O'Brien. Subsequently, Jimmy and Chaser were in my wedding party. So,
wow. So
then he introduces me to Tony Sansone. So between Tony Sansone, Jimmy O'Brien, and Kelly Chase, I knew everybody in St. Louis. And it was the best thing I ever did. So Chaser has been a dear friend for a long time. He's been with me in good times and bad times. And you know, we've been supporting him. And this event that he put on, I was talking to Tony Granato last night, and I said, Chaser's Rolodex is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Like, to be able to get the people that he has coming in, Garth Brooks, Sean Payton, Gretz, Hull, Chelio, Shanahan, Belfour, just on and on. That's incredible. But that shows the kind of person that he is, that these guys, they're like, Chaser's like, "Hey, I need you to come in." Okay, Chaser wins the event.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
I was reading, it's Kelly Chase's story through Jeremy Rutherford on The Athletic, and one of the anecdotes from that was Kelly Chase talking about how he was texting Lance Armstrong,
yes,
who's also texting him back.
Yes.
And it's a really heartwarming story throughout, you know, what can be a very, you know, significant battle. But to your point, Tim, it's like, yeah, he's even got Lance Armstrong texting him.
You know, he was a fourth line player in the NHL. His role was to protect Hull and other stars of the game. He wasn't a superstar. He was a fourth line player that played a decent career, but wasn't an all-star, isn't in the Hall of Fame. But because of the type of person he is, that's why he's able to generate and put together an event like this, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So Tim, you were a referee for 23 years. So as a ref, obviously you stay neutral, but I'm sure there were times where you saw some amazing things on the ice and were like, "Oh my God, how did that happen?" What was the most amazing, or one of the most amazing players that you ever were able to referee and be a part of a game?
Probably when I refereed Mario Lemieux. He played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he was Mario Lemieux had this aura about him like a Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky. It's so hard to describe that the superstars that have this aura about them, the way they carry themselves, and I would see Mario in the bowels of the Pittsburgh Mellon Arena, and I'd see him and I'd just be in awe. Like,
yeah.
And but you know, just the phenomenal players over the years, and but I miss the fights too. You know, we don't have as many fights as we used to have, and you know, we had Chaser, Jeremy Roenick, and I do a podcast, and we had Chaser on the other day, and we were talking about the old Detroit. You know, you lived in Chicago, mm-hmm. Anthony. The old Blackhawks and Blues rivalries, like that was fun hockey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we need a little bit more of that back, I
sure.
think.
When you all went into a game like that, were you all, as referees, prepared for what could take place?
Yeah.
Were those conversations that you all had to have pregame to say, hey, keep an eye on this or keep an eye on that?
100%. And our prep would start actually in the morning at breakfast. It would start, our team would go to lunch together. We would talk about, you know, the lineups that night, who's playing, who we need to look out for, who we need to protect. And, yeah, we would prepare ourselves for that game.
Obviously, I'm sure you've seen the Rangers and Devils line brawl from the other night.
I loved it, too.
It was fantastic. What can fans expect tonight? Do you think we'll see any jousting tonight between some of the players?
I think we're going to – Derek Amell, who's going to referee the game with me, he was a NHL official for 25 years. He flew in from Pittsburgh. I think we're going to drop the puck, and the boys are going to go up and down, and they can't wait to get to the after party. I don't think there'll be a lot of physicality out there tonight. You know, a lot of these guys – you know, you look at Barrett Jackman – walk into the rink tonight, and the guy looks like he could still play, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys don't skate anymore. You know, the only time I skate is when I coach my son out in Chesterfield, and my skating days are done. So it's kind of funny as a player or an ex-official, once you're done, you're kind of done. You don't want to play anymore. It's like a mailman doesn't want to go for his walk when he retires. So I think it'll be fun. It'll be entertaining, and it's going to be exciting, you know, having Dierks Bentley playing. So it'll be good.
Tim Peel is joining us right now, former NHL referee who's going to be officiating tonight's Puck Cancer charity game. And, Tim, it's just we had Reed Lowe on. I don't know. We were here like a month or two ago. And to hear you talk about that, we're like, yeah, we're done. That was Reed's whole thing. Like, we were like, hey, what did he miss? What did this? He's like, nothing. And he's sitting there with a drink. He's sitting there, he's having a drink. And I think he was playing that night. It was another charity event or another alumni event. He's like, yeah, boys, this is it. Like, he just doesn't think about it.
You know what? I was talking to Cam Jansen this afternoon, and I go, what are you doing? He goes, I'm going to get there early. I'm going to tape my sticks up, and I'm like, you're going to try to score some goals tonight, aren't you? He goes, yeah, I'm going to try to score. So you watch Cam. I know Cam. I love him, and he'll put on a show. So it's going to be great. It's so good for St. Louis, and having the place sold out, over 3,000 people here tonight, and it's going to be tremendous.
This is an event that St. Louis does well. Yeah. You know, it's like, hey, we're going to support. So no surprise that they're coming out.
Tim, we get this question often on the text line up. Pretty much once or twice a week. What causes a player to get bounced from the face-off circle? What is the exact thing that they're doing that makes you say, all right, you get the hell out of here next?
You know what? I think I'll explain it in a second, but I think, first of all, our guys kick out too many centermen. Mm. I think I watch some games, and so basically there's hash marks on the ice, and the guy's skates have to line up in a certain area. And then there's the circle, the face-off circle, and the player has to put his stick down in a certain position. Mm-hmm. If they don't do that, then they get ejected. And I think it never used to be as strict as it was, and I think we're kicking out too many centermen right now. It's like we want a fair face-off, but you kick out 30, 40 guys a night, the fans are like, just drop the puck.
Yeah.
I get the frustration. Yeah. Yeah.
Tim, I got to ask, so Barrett Jackman's going to join us here too. So Jax just came in, and he kind of looked at you like, hey, listen, you're talking too much. I really haven't seen, and I saw the interactions between you and Jamie too. I haven't seen a sport where the refs and the players like really have this mutual respect. They get along so well. Why do you think it's in that sport but maybe not others?
You know what? That's a great point you brought up. I posted a picture today of Ryan Malone. He played in the NHL. Pittsburgh, Tampa, and from last night, and somebody said, man, that's great how you guys get along now. And I go, that's hockey though. That there's a mutual respect that, you know, players would get upset at officials, but they respect them because they're like, these guys are the best. They got to the NHL for a certain reason. And there's just this common thread between with hockey people, whether it's officials, players, coaches. Quenville's coming in tonight. When you see guys that you haven't seen for a while, no matter whether you're a ref, player, or coach, it's like old home week. You can't wait to see each other. And yeah, it's a tremendous bond that we have as a hockey community.
All right, before we let you go, the best trash talker that you heard on a consistent basis when you were reffing?
Well, he's actually the assistant coach here in St. Louis, Steve Ott.
Steve Ott. Yeah. Yeah.
He was one of the best. I remember we were in Long Island one night, and he was playing for Dallas, and he's just nonstop chirping. It's like continuous. And so we go over to the bench, and he's sitting there, and I go, Otter, are you married? And he goes, yeah, married, Pilsy. And the players are sitting there, and I go, your wife must take a ton of Tylenol every night. Because I said, you give me a headache every night I'm reffing. He's laughing. But he was one of the best trash talkers.
Wow.
Tyson Nash, the player here, was a great trash talker. We kind of lost that now. We need some more guys like that back in the game.
Well, it seems like there's a bunch of young, nice guys that
are exactly
worried about their own kind of situation.
100%.
Tim, have fun tonight.
Thank you.
I know we're here for a great cause, and I know that you're also going to have some fun as well, but looking forward to it. So thanks for joining
us. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's Tim Peel, former NHL ref, who will be reffing tonight's game.